Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, broadcast and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Kyle Schickner's new indie drama, Steam, had me at, it co-stars Ally Sheedy and Ruby Dee, but it made me a fan when Kate Siegel's character says, "Mom, I'm a lesbian." I know it doesn't sound funny, being out of context and all, but it really cracked me up watching the movie. If you get the chance to see Steam, and I understand it'll be making the rounds at gay and lesbian film festivals for the rest of the year, please do. If you can't find it there, take Mr. Media's advice and request it in advance at Netflix or Blockbuster. It's a sweet, satisfying little film with a great cast. Speaking of its great cast, I'm delighted to welcome two of the lead actresses from the film, Ally Sheedy and Kate Siegel, to today's
show,
as well as writer-directed, hi, writer-director.
Yeah, hi, Kyle. This is Ally. I'm saying hi.
Hey, Ally, how are you?
Good.
Welcome.
How are you?
And I'm thinking Kate and Kyle, you're there too?
Yeah, this is Kate. Hi.
Hey.
Kyle is
the
also
show.
Here.
Hey, I'm so glad we were able to put it together to get everybody together.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I didn't know what I was going to, I don't know what I was going to see when I finally sat down and watched the movie, but I really had a good time. I really enjoyed it. It was a very enjoyable movie.
Oh, I'm glad
well,
to hear that.
I know it's a little confusing with everybody at once and we can't see each other. But Kyle, let me start with you. How did you get Ruby Dee, Ally Sheedy, and Kate Siegel to star in your movie and then add, I guess, Chelsea Handler, Dick Anthony Williams, and Charles Robinson to support? That's a pretty good casting.
Well, I early on sold my soul to the devil. So I could get them. I was just lucky. I mean, I offered, I wrote the part actually for Ruby Dee years ago after seeing her in Do the Right Thing. And had always wanted to have her in the movie. Yep. Ally was sort of a lucky situation. We offered her a much smaller role because I never thought in a million years she'd want to spend 12, 15 days working with me. So, and her she called back and said, "I love this. I don't want to play the part you offered me. I want to play the lead," at which point I said, "Absolutely." So, you know. And then once I had Ruby and Ally on, everyone else, you know, Chelsea and Dick Anthony and Charlie, all wanted to work. You know, Dick and Charlie wanted to work with Ruby, and Chelsea, the minute I hadn't even finished with Sheedy, and she had said, "Yeah, she's on board."
Does somebody have a radio on in the background? Because I'm hearing it feedback. All right.
I don't think I have a radio on. I'm on a train, actually, at the moment.
Okay.
So you may be hearing a little train noise.
That's fine. That's fine. Now I know what
that.
It is. No, it's okay. And then, Kyle, just to round it out, where on earth did you find Kate?
Under a rock.
So many ways I could answer that. I auditioned about 400 women in New York and L.A. for the role, and I actually had someone very different in mind for the role of Elizabeth, someone smaller and less confident and blonde and sort of pale and meek. But Kate just kept coming in and was, you know, blew me away with how good she was that I had to reevaluate who Elizabeth was, which was great because in the script, Elizabeth is not that funny of a character, whereas I think Kate does some really, really great stuff, and the movie can be kind of heavy, so Kate's, you know, comedic timing really, I think, sort of balances out the sort of the heaviness of Ruby and Ally's storyline.
And so, Ally, let me come back to you for a minute.
Okay.
So, Kyle said that he didn't think that you would want to you know, take that much time, I guess, because it's relatively, in terms of scale, it's a small movie. What convinced you to do this?
I just like the part, and I like the way the script is written. And you know, Ruby was in it, so I knew, aside from the fact that I loved the script and the character, that it was going to be very, very classy, because it, you know, you can't help but have it be classy with Ruby. And I don't know. I would just read a lot of stuff, and suddenly something resonates, and then that's the one that I really want to do. And I was very lucky that it was Kyle, because I love him very much, and it was a lot of fun to film it. That was the perfect part for me, perfect time.
Did you know Kyle or his work?
Nope. Just read the script, and there it was, you know, but that happens a lot with independence, which I really love to do, is I don't know the director, but you kind of get a feeling for the person when you're reading the writing. So.
So I guess it was the script and the Ruby was involved that helped sell you.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a great role for you. I mean, you hear a lot of complaints. Actresses saying, you know, you reach a certain age. And you know, there's not a lot of opportunity to get great parts. I mean, this was a real showcase for you, I thought.
Well, it was great. I mean, she's one third of the movie. It's just a perfect. It was just a perfect part for me right at that time. And yeah, absolutely. There aren't really that many. You know, once you're around 40, they kind of dwindle down, and everybody says that, and it's true. So it was really nice to see it, and. If somebody wrote this part for a woman in her 40s, you know, well, Kyle's different than a lot of people, but he thinks women in their 40s are interesting. So, very happy to read it.
Well, I should describe the part a little bit. You play a divorced mom of a teen boy. I'm guessing he's playing about 13, 14?
I think 11. Kyle is
11?
Yeah, probably around 11. Small. He's,
oh, okay.
He's although Allie does at one point say 13 when she's about, you know, which is probably a mistake in the script. But yeah, he's about 11.
And you have an affair with a young man who, at first I found it hard to believe that he was about half your age, but then I guess there's a scene where you kind of do the math and it's like, wow, half your age.
Yeah,
and
I know, he is. Yeah.
That must have been fun, I'm assuming, for you to do.
It was. It was very fun. He was an adorable guy, and I'll tell you something. You know, working with an actor who's in his 20s makes me so happy that I'm in my 40s because I would
really?
Never go back to being in my I wouldn't go back to being in my 20s again for anything. It just reminded me, you know. Kate reminds me too. I don't want to be in my 20s anymore. So
oh
bad.
Well,
it's a too rough. Sister. Too rough.
Well, and
it is.
Kate, tell me, now I know that, obviously I've seen the film, so there's only a handful of scenes, and they're all centered around the steam room, where
mm-hmm.
Kate, Allie, Ruby all are together. So I don't know how much time you actually got to spend with Allie and Ruby, but I'm, you know, it's kind of the new kid to all this. What was your impression working with these women?
Oh, I felt overwhelmingly blessed. The steam room day, as we called it, happened at the end of my section of shooting. And a lot of the actors and actresses in my story were young and relatively green, and the crew was getting their steam going, I guess you'd call it. They're getting their engine rolling. And the day that Allie and Ruby were showing up, everything started working like a tightly run ship right away. And so that just added to my nervousness. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, there's no way I'm going to be able to act in a room with these two icons, with these two people I grew up with, thinking this is the kind of life I want to lead. These are the type of women I want to be. And so luckily, Elizabeth is very jumpy and nervous most of the time, and I didn't have to play. There's actually a really fun story about that. There's a scene in the final steam room where I'm speaking to Ruby, and it's after pretty much my full transformation, and I have to be very confident. And when they ended up doing the close-up of the one shot of just me, I had mm-hmm. someone in for Ruby because I was so scared, and I thought, I'll never be able to do this convincingly if I have to talk to the Ruby D. And but I think now if I went back, I would try to be brave enough go at it with her, go one-on-one with Ruby in an acting match.
Oh, well,
but it was really great.
Go ahead, Kyle.
If it was one-on-one in a boxing match, Ms. D would kick your butt.
Without a doubt, I wouldn't even try to box Ruby D.
Right.
Makes me nervous to think about.
Right.
And Allie, you know, you've worked with a number of great actors, actresses over the years, but were you at all intimidated by Ruby?
No, I wasn't intimidated by Ruby. I was fascinated by her because it's just, if you've, you know, seen somebody's work over all the years, and I'm not very impressed by people who are famous movie stars. I'm very impressed by people who have a really long body of work and are, you know, pretty genius at it. That I want to see. And so, you know, there she was, up close and personal, and it's probably very hard not to continue staring at her. And then I got to watch. I mean, Kate and I were off camera when it was on Ruby, and just sitting next to it, I had the perfect excuse in the world to just sit there and watch every single thing that she was doing. You know,
wow.
I mean, who else gets that opportunity? It was really great and kind of, you know, life-changing, I would say, because it just sort of gather in information from her now and add it to the pot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
It's funny to hear Allie say that because I felt very similarly about watching Allie do her work in the steam room. It was so simple and subtle and specific that getting to watch it was really, really helpful as an artist.
Oh, Katie.
Danny, if I was trapped there, the table.
It's a love fest in the steam room. Not that kind of love fest.
Well, there was a little of that in the movie.
Yes, a little of that.
A little of that. All three women, you know, get their, I don't know what word I'm looking for here, but, you know, basically kind of get it on in the movie, not with each other.
Get their fun.
But at the end, you know, there's no two people left together. So that's kind of correct about life, I think, generally.
Yeah,
speaking.
I like it a lot. Except
I like it a lot,
ends
too.
Up so hopeful across the board, hopeful but independent.
Yeah, hopeful, independent, kind of sad. I don't know. It's just nothing got wrapped up and tied up in a ribbon at the end of the movie. You really don't know what's going to happen next. So I like that.
I like that a lot. I was going to say, Kate, now I haven't seen Woody Allen's new movie, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, but
mm-hmm.
it's just me saying this, but it's hard to imagine that the much-talked-about scene in that movie with Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz could possibly be much hotter than your makeout scene in Steam with Resch Machete. I mean,
thank you.
Want to put that on the table.
All right. Thank you. That's quite a compliment.
It all has to do with the more talented director.
I'm sorry?
It all has to do with never mind. I said I was jokingly saying I was more talented than Woody Allen, which I certainly don't believe.
You might want to take that back. That's going to come back and get you.
That is going to come back. That was a boxing match with Woody Allen.
Well, that one, I think you'll win that one.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask Allie and Kate both. Let me ask Allie first. You've got a bit of a scene with your male co-star in your section movie. Well, there's some making out. There's some physical stuff. You know, after you've done movies before. Is it tough to do that still? And with somebody who's, you know, as we say, half your age.
It's tough to do it with anybody. Quite frankly, you know, doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter the sex, doesn't matter anything. It's just, I don't think it's a lot of fun. I think it's technical and, you know, it's different each time because I'm playing a different character, so every character is going to approach that situation differently and experience it differently and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's the only thing that's interesting to me is, well, how would this person, you know, go ahead with this? But as far as, you know, it's about as much fun as having to film a scene where you have to walk up and down steps over and over and over again. It's just like you, you know, it's physical. It's physical. There's the camera. You're doing whatever you do. And, you know, after the first couple stabs at it, it's not particularly, you know, wonderfully, fabulously interesting. It's nice if you like the person, but, you know, okay, now you know what it's like to kiss them, so let's move on, you know?
Has it always been like that when you've had to do a love scene, even in, you know, when you were much younger, when it was still kind of something
well,
new?
Well, no. I mean, the first couple of times I did kissing scene, let me remember. I think it was the first couple times. It was kind of fun because, both of them were actors my age. I liked both of them. And it was, you know, I still had this kind of, like, dazzling thing about, oh, this is, you know, the great kiss from Gone with the Wind or whatever. You know, it's just like your mind goes, oh, this is the romantic big screen kiss I've seen a million times. But then, you know, it isn't. It isn't. So it's just, you know, it's just part of it. I don't know. I don't really know.
Well, Kate, let me ask you then about your scene, mm-hmm. which, of course, I just elevated way up there.
really did. That's great.
was it at all daunting, to film something like this
mm-hmm.
for you?
Well, Kyle and the entire crew was very understanding and very gentle with us. You know, they cleared the room except for the people who had to be there. And, you know, Reshma and I, we talked about it a lot. We approached it with a certain amount of, like, respect because at this point in Elizabeth's life, this is a huge, clearly a life-changing moment for her. And it was fun because it's exciting and she's discovering so much. And I found it comforting to be with a woman in that situation. Like, you know, Reshma kind of understands what it's like to be nervous and to be scared, and so she was very helpful in that sense. I thought it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. But I think that maybe my mom would like it if I was a little bit more shy and modest about it, but I just thought it was just a really fun evening of acting and of experiences and things like that.
Kyle, when you have this many people, now it was kind of like shooting, I'm imagining that it was kind of like shooting three separate movies for you, except for the day when everyone, when the three women came together. Is that about right?
Yeah, exactly. They were divided, like Kate said, she had the first, like, 11 days, and then we did the steam room scene for one day, and then Allie came in, and then at the end was Ruby, and Zee came in. It was definitely three different movies, and we sort of I tried to shoot the tone in three different ways, with it still being able to fit together in one movie. And, you know, I definitely shot Kate's thing first because I wanted to know if I was screwing up. I wanted to get all my screw-ups out before Allie and Ruby came on.
Because me and Reshma would have had no idea.
No idea. Reshma
like,
didn't know
this is normal.
Exactly. So, it was definitely shooting three different movies, which was fun because, you know, sometimes you can get tired of just working with the same people. Not that they're, you know, you just something new and something different. So it's great where you can sort of tell one story quickly and then jump to a whole different story. I mean, you can't get any different in terms of, you know, tone than Ms. D's story and Kate's story.
Mm-hmm. So Kyle, I'm sorry to interrupt you just for a second here, but I actually, I think I'm going to have to get going in just a few minutes. The train, everything's loud, but I wanted to thank you for having me on the show. I really wish I could have spent more time talking to you guys.
Oh, sure. Well, we're delighted that you could join us. Thanks very much.
Hi, thanks so much.
Good luck with
have
Woody.
Fun. The two of them are a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think she was in Vegas in a casino, not at a train station, personally.
Who knows?
I wasn't exactly sure on my end. I wasn't sure who was leaving, so I now know. Kate's left. Allie, you're still here, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Allie, you've done a great variety of things. You've done TV shows. You've done movies at a time where they were ensemble casts, they were hot as can be. And then, you know, more recent, you've done more independent kind of stuff. What's the difference working on an independent film like this than something that's, you know, more high profile? It probably pays better. Where do you get more satisfaction?
I don't know. It's a mixed bag. I really like the I like the independent world because it just in general, the parts that are around are more interesting, actually. I mean, for me, at you know, at this point and the age and the whatever, there are. I mean, I really like reading all the different scripts that are coming up, and the independent film stories are much more varied, and it's not the usual story that you're going to see in a movie. Not that there aren't a lot of different ones in a big movie, but they seem to be a lot of times like variations on a theme to me. There's just far out weird kind of stuff. I don't think a big studio would have made Steam. I just don't think so. I don't think that they would have gambled on any story really, really selling or bringing people in. So, but I don't know that for a fact. And I also, the other thing about indies that I really like is that the crews in general are very, very young, and everybody is so thrilled to be working on the movie that they want to do anything and everything, and the energy of just filming day in and day out is extremely high and happy. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, almost all the crews that I've worked with on Independence are just, the kids are so, I call them kids, they're so happy just to be there. Everything's interesting, you know what I mean? Everything. And it's just a different, nobody's sitting there looking at their watch usually, unless it's one of the older contingent who's just sort of had enough for that day. But in general, it's a group of people who are actually really thrilled to be there. So that is different than, I would say, the normal sort of, you know, way it goes, at least for me in the big films. It's just kind of more jaded feeling.
Now I have the benefit of having your IMDb page up in front of me, and I'm just kind of wondering,
okay,
if you think back to some of the movies you've done in the last 10 years or so, what would, you know, if you wanted to tell people, you know, who saying, you know, I haven't seen Ally in a while, what should they go and look at? What movies are you proud of? What would you think, you know, would be worth a second look from somebody?
Well, I like High Art a lot. I wish I had my page up in front of me, because I have to tell you something. I don't remember a lot of the stuff that I did. Somebody will say, I don't. Somebody will say the title of something, and it will take me like a minute to remember which one it was. I mean, I'll remember like I did a scene with an actor, and I just don't remember the name of that movie, but I do remember that person, like that. So I don't know. I like what after High Art did I really like? I guess a movie called I'll Take You There, but Adrian Shelley wrote and directed.
Okay.
I don't know where that one is. Something that's on there. Tell me what's on there that you don't know.
Well, tell me about that for a minute. That was Adrian Shelley, who did Waitress. That was pretty early in her career. What was that like?
What, doing I'll Take You There?
Yeah, working with Adrian, yeah.
I loved her. She was funny and smart and wonderful and just, she was great. The script was really funny, the character was really funny, and I thought she was a terrific director. So that, it was a joy. That one was an absolute joy.
That was a big loss.
For Adrian? Yeah, huge loss.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge. And then I just remembered another one that's on there. It was called The Interrogation of Michael Crowe. I really love that movie.
Oh.
That's a really great movie. I don't know where you find it. It was Canadian co-production.
I see that.
My co-star in it, Mike Riley, won the Gemini Award for that one, which is like the best actor, I think, television. Their version of the Emmys up there. And it won a Peabody Award, which is a journalism award. That one's really, really good. I'm really happy about, really happy when I think about that one. I just can't remember what else is on that page. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm noticing that I think that I've seen a lot of these TV appearances that you did. You were on an episode of Once and Again, which I thought was a wonderful show. You were on Oz. That's
oh yeah.
You know. Let me bring it back around, because I don't want Kyle to fall off his chair wondering if we forgot about him.
We can talk about Ali's career forever. I think they're all important. I didn't know you were on Oz. I got to go find that now.
Yeah. I did an episode of that. That was crazy.
You didn't know Kyle coming in. After working with him, I mean, if someone called you and say, you know, this guy's calling me, I haven't seen much of his work, you know, do you think I should work with him? What was the experience like with Kyle?
What do you mean, my experience working with Kyle?
Yeah, that's all.
I loved him. It was fun. It was just, sometimes you just luck out, you know. I loved him. I felt like, you know, Kyle, I feel like you work in a way that's really compatible to the way that I do. He's really open to any ideas or anything. I mean, it's unusual because there would be a young writer director who really has an idea about the character and how that part should be played set in stone in their head. And that's difficult because, you know, to have fun and to do a lot of good work, at least for me, I need a lot of room to play around, you know, and figure it out as you go along. But he doesn't have any of that. It was sort of no ego about what I wrote it this way, and, you know, that word didn't come in because, you know, there was nothing set in stone. So that made it, you know, a joy. And also, you know, he's lovely and a lot of fun.
you want to return that wet kiss, Kyle?
listen, I you know, and Ali and I, we've been doing these film festivals, so we've been traveling, spending a lot of time together.
Right.
We're talking about working again together, and I'm certainly serious about it. And I hopefully, you know, I would love to have Ali, because Ali's a very funny person, and she plays a lot of heavy roles. And I'd love to just see her in sort of a out and out madcap comedy. I think she would be great. You know,
that would be fun.
And she was great to work with. I mean, just, you know, and she, you know, a number of things in the script. And obviously, I'm not a single mother. And, you know, and Ali has a child, and Ali would say, look, if my child said this, it would change the whole conversation. We need to fix this word or change this word. And you know, it was great that, you know, she came into it very, very passionately and, like, really wanted this to work. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, well, I'm doing another movie at all, and which, you know, you worry you're going to get that when people come in sort of, you know, what some, you know, people will call slumming in independent films. Like, you know, I'd like to think Ali, and I'm sure she didn't, and Ms. D too. I mean, just the dedication they both put to this film was just, I felt so honored.
my sense is anytime you've got a script and you've got Ali Sheedy and you can get that smile to come. That big, huge.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
And I'm not one to fawn, and I don't mean to do that, but you have this smile. It's like when you light up, I mean, everything just kind of lights up. And, you know, and I'm going to date myself here. Well, you're welcome. But I mean, I think before we talked about doing this this program on Steam, I saw in Entertainment Weekly you are part of the 25th anniversary of War Games, and I thought, oh my
right.
God, is that possible?
That's funny.
Do you remember finding out that it had been 25 years and what your first thought was?
My first thought was it couldn't be 25, it's only 20. That was my first thought. I know that was a really long time ago, but then there was this whole thing with, they did a whole thing about Breakfast Club being... how long is Breakfast Club came out in 95. Yeah. So there was a whole thing about Breakfast Club going on too. But you know, I mean, the only I remember those movies as being a long time ago just because, you know, you live all this life in between and afterwards. But it's not as much as a shock as walking down the street and remembering how old you are and what happened to a decade. Do you know what I mean? That really shocks me. The movies, you know, the movies, I basically remember what I was doing in my life at the time, and I'm absolutely sure that I was in my 20s during War Games and Breakfast Club. I know that, definitely.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so all the math is off.
The math is on. It's right. 25 years. Yes.
It's amazing. I've got a daughter who's almost 12, and it's one of those movies that I've been kind of waiting to be able to show her because she's interested in computers and stuff. Obviously, you know, the technology is way outdated, but the story is still, it's a great story, and and again, it comes down to charisma. I mean, you and Matthew Broderick, it just, whenever you guys are on the screen together, it just really makes that movie. And I just like to put a vote in for seeing more of you in more films. I wondered if you've been, if it's a matter of the availability of roles, or if you're choosing not to work as much. I don't, I'm just kind of getting wondered.
Well, it gets to this point where the roles that I want to play, because they're so few and far between, are the roles that, are the roles that everybody wants to play. And by everybody, I mean, they're few and far between. And I mean, listen, this is my theory on it. My theory is that by the time you're an actress who's in her 40s and you've been doing it for a long time, I mean, people have dropped by the wayside or dropped out or done something else with their lives. So by the time you get like around 40, you're basically like, you're competing in the Olympics pretty much. that's who's there. It's like the best of the best of the best. And I don't know, it can be daunting, and I don't know, really. It just, I haven't done some of the parts that I'd really like to do, but I just feel like I'm not one of those people who feels like time runs out, I just think it sort of goes the way it goes. And I've also, not to sound like old lady when I'm here, but I've been doing this long enough to know that stuff goes in cycles. And you can't take anything personally. So, you just wait it out. Just wait it out, pretty much.
Well, Kyle, you mentioned that you guys have all been traveling to the festivals. And I'm kind of surprised, frankly. I could see that, as a group you would go to a couple. But it sounds like you've been traveling a lot together. And what's the plan from this point forward for the movie? More festivals? Is there some distribution arranged yet?
More festivals. We're trying. I mean, because it's a smaller film and it's character driven and there's no car chases or gunplay. It's a harder sell. So we're just sort of doing this is putting it out in festivals around the country. It's going to be in a bunch of festivals throughout the fall, and then garner some buzz. Doing stuff like this is great. Where studios sort of then, and distribution companies sort of have to take notice. We have a number of people interested now, and we're just sort of, taking it slowly. And the audience response to this movie is, with the festivals we've been to, has been amazing.
Yeah, so it has.
Yeah, just amazing. So we want to just sort of keep sort of a word of mouth thing going, and it sort of grassroots sort of go up, and people say, well, you know what, we need to get this movie because it's people are responding to it. So that's the plan. I want to get, as much notice. And again, Ali's great and Kate and everyone's great. But, Ms. D, she got an Oscar nomination for American Gangster. She's only in it for about 5 minutes. She really is the heart of the theme. And she, as far as I'm concerned, is amazing in this film. And, if she's going to get accolades, I really think people should say, look, this woman's in her mid-80s, and she's, still acting circles around everyone else out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get distributed. When it gets distributed, I think somebody will see it and really love it and do something with it, because there's a bigger audience, I think, for this than anybody thinks. But the thing with Ruby is, I feel like it has to get picked up now, because it has to come out. So her performance is out before December, and she can be up for an Oscar again. That's, I feel like, there's a timetable on that. That's just got to happen. But, who knows?
There's that scene at the end, you always want to be careful not to give too much away. But there's a scene near the end of Ruby's storyline where she's with her boyfriend's son. And I teared up a little bit. It was such a great scene, and there's not a word is said, and it's just
I cry on that one. Kyle, I cry on that one every single time I've seen this, and I've seen it a lot now.
Ali cries every time.
Really good.
And the audience, by that, you do cry every time I see an Italian. Every time I love the fact that you know, there's 400 or 500 in San Francisco, 1,100 people just by the end sobbing at that point.
Yeah.
And it's as a filmmaker, I can't ask for anything more.
No. Hmm. I got to tell you one other thing about the movie that made me laugh. There were a number of funny moments in there. And by the way, Ali, I should point out that there's a scene early on that you have where Chelsea Handler is encouraging you to go over and ask the football coach out, and you start walking over, and something happens, and you turn back. I just thought that was a great scene because you played it exactly the way – it doesn't matter if you're 14 or 34 or 54.
Right.
When that happens, you played it exactly the way it would be. Male, female, age, doesn't matter. It was a great scene.
Yeah, everyone's had that particular moment. That's the bad moment. That's a really bad moment. There's no way to there's no way that you could possibly forget what that moment is, so you basically don't have to do anything at all except look at what I'm looking at. That's it.
But and all this said, the best moment in the entire movie for me, and it was Mom, I'm a Lesbian, and the kiss between Reshma and Kate. Those are all great moments. Your scenes were great. But the best moment for me was watching the credits at the end and realizing that you filmed close to where I grew up in central New Jersey, and seeing an actual reference to Public Storage, North Brunswick, which was my hometown. I just,
Wait, Carl, what's your hometown?
I grew up in Highland Park, New Jersey, and that's, wanted to go home and film it there. Yeah, so my first love was from North Brunswick High School.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
Really?
My first love from North Brunswick High School. I dated her for like 3 years. Samantha Gutowski. Oh, I was so in love with her. In fact, I shouldn't say this, but I'm gonna. In fact, Samantha's parents are the parents of Elizabeth are fashioned after Samantha's parents.
Really?
That's probably gonna be
absolutely.
And in fact, their names were Frank and Diane.
Wow.
Yeah, so
they were scary.
Thank you very much. They were. Imagine if you're 16, how scared they are.
Yeah, I can. Actually, now that you put that in perspective, that they were based on a couple from North Brunswick, then it all makes perfect sense to me.
Exactly.
it just does. Well, listen, I've really appreciated you guys and Kate, who left us a little earlier, taking the time to do this today. It was a lot of fun. It's a wonderful movie. I hope people get a chance to see it in wider numbers in the time to come.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. And, folks, if you want to learn more about STEAM, you can visit writer-director Kyle Schickner's website at www.fencesitterfilms. That's fence, seven, F-E-N-C-E, sitter, like babysitter, films.com. Fencesitterfilms.com. And so, Kyle, Ali, thank you so much for joining us today on Mr. Media. Appreciate your time. It was a pleasure
to talk
to you.
Thank you so much. It was really fun.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. So for dozens more celebrity and media newsmaker interviews, you can surf over to our main website. It's www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars, writers, and producers of, are you ready? This list is getting long. Star Wars, The Clone Wars, SpongeBob SquarePants, Moral Oral, The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, Heroes, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Army Wives, 24, Big Bang Theory, Bad Santa, Tell Me You Love Me, The Dark Knight, The Spirit, and many more. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, Digital Journal, Blueberry, Zencast, Odeo, Kindle, or iTunes. And folks, thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate when you take a little time out of your day to spend it with us. Hope you'll be back again real soon. Bye, everybody.